Kansas State University researchers and the state's farmers are putting their collective support behind a project to reduce the allergency of gluten in wheat while maintaining the grain's ability for bread and other products. Edward Oknov, a university distinguished professor in K-State's Department of Plant Pathology, says his team is identifying proteins in the wheat genome that trigger allergic reactions in people with celiac disease. The autoimmune disorder causes the immune system to react abnormally to gluten, a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley. Once they find the problematic proteins, researchers will use a gene editing technique known as CRISPR-Cas9 to target changes in the genome, which they hope will reduce or eliminate the allergic response in future varieties grown by U.S. wheat producers. According to the Celiac Disease Foundation, the disorder affects 1 in 100 people worldwide, including about 2 million Americans. The foundation notes that when people with the disease eat gluten, their immune system attacks the small intestine, damaging the small finger-like villi that help absorb nutrients. Our dilemma in doing this work, Oknov said, is that in the past we have successfully reduced immunotoxicity in wheat by suppressing the expression of gluten-encoding genes, but in most cases, inevitably, leads to the reduction of bread-making quality of that wheat. We are working to develop wheat varieties that have lower abundance of gluten proteins that cause allergic reactions, while at the same time maintaining bread-making quality. The three-year project began earlier this year and is funded by a $990,000 grant from the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. Project partners include K-State, University of California, Davis, the California Wheat Commission, the Celiac Disease Foundation, and Kansas Wheat. Globally, the world is now consuming more than 800 million metric tons of wheat. In 2023, K-State reported a breakthrough in developing wheat-based foods that contain lower amounts of gluten while maintaining the quality of flour for baking. The current study will build on that work, further investigating the precise proteins that trigger gluten allergies. Oknov said gluten will never likely be completely removed from wheat since it is important for bread making. Gluten provides the texture, flavor, and moisture in such products as bread, bagels, pastries, noodles, and more. We all know the benefits that whole grains play in a balanced diet, and yet there is a segment of the population that is trying to avoid those due to risk of an allergic reaction, Gilpin said. This is research that addresses a specific consumer need. It's particularly positive for the wheat industry and more specifically wheat farmers. It's exciting to have Kansas State as a partner on this project. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.